welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premium no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. It is a busy time here at Burlington Humane as we prepare this weekend for our Cat Adopt-a-thon. So in this episode, we're going to learn about the adoption process with one of our adoption counselors. We'll also learn about why it's important to keep your cat indoors. So join us for this episode of Burlington Humane. One of our main goals here at the Burlington Humane Society is to find forever homes for all of our animals. And so to understand the adoption process, I sat down with Janet Kappas, one of our adoption counselors, to learn more about the adoption process. I'm here with Janet Kappas. She's one of the adoption counselors here at Burlington Humane. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Welcome. Now, how many animals do you adopt out a year?
Typically between 600 and 700. I think last year we were at about 640.
Wow, that's amazing. But not every animal here is up for adoption.
No, so they could be pending any sort of medical treatment. They could be waiting for surgeries. In some cases, dogs can be waiting for pickup from their families. So not everyone is available. They are properly labeled on their cages as to what they are, if they're waiting or that sort of thing.
Let's say I want to adopt a cat. What's the process?
So you can come down to the shelter, you can fill out an application, one of our receptionists will get that for you. You'll speak to one of the adoption counselors, and if everything's approved and everything looks good, one of our receptionists will take you through the rooms to see all of the animals that we have. If you see one that you like, we have a comfy get acquainted room where you can spend some time with each cat that you're interested in, and if you choose one of the cats for adoption, we can get all the paperwork and everything ready for you, and you can take the cat home that day.
So it could be as quick as one day?
It can be, yes. We do want people to make sure they're making the proper decision, but some people fall in love right away and want that cat.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, when I was in the shelter, I saw cats roaming the halls. Are they available up for adoption?
Absolutely. So some of our longer term residents or our cats that need a little bit more space, we put them in our offices and they get to roam the shelter. And yes, they are available for adoption.
That's great. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to The Loft and The Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and The Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about The Loft and The Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at The Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
When we are looking for homes for our cats, we're particularly looking for people who will keep their cats indoors. I sat down with Jen Henrique, our adoption counselor, to find out why it's so important to keep cats indoors. I'm here with Jen Henriques, and she's one of our adoption counselors here at the Burlington Humane Society. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you.
My understanding is that with the city of Burlington, there's a bylaw that all cats need to be indoor cats and remain indoors. And here at the Burlington Humane Society, anybody who adopts a cat from us, we expect them to abide by that bylaw and keep their cat indoors. Why is that so important?
So there's many reasons to keep cats indoors. I can list off a few if you'd like.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Sure. So cars and traffic, the obvious could happen, or unfortunate accidents do happen. Predators and wildlife, like other dogs, coyotes, raccoons, and skunks.
So those could injure the cats.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. So not only can other wildlife harm your cat, but cats can harm other wildlife as well. Mm-hmm. There's also diseases that they can spread between each other, whether it's through bites or feces or other stuff like that, like FIV, FELV, FIP. Those are some of the main diseases that are spread through.
And what do all those acronyms mean? FIV?
So feline infectious virus.
Okay, yeah.
FELV is feline leukemia, and FIP is feline infectious peritonitis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Huh, they sound serious.
They are pretty serious.
And I know we've talked a little bit about those in previous podcasts, but we'll continue to talk about that as well, yeah.
Right.
Any other reasons?
So, yes, the list does go on. So, abused and mistreated, poison in traps, lost, stolen, or picked up by a stranger. You want to prevent cat fights as well. Cats are very territorial, especially male cats, but females can be territorial as well. So, you want to prevent that from happening. Fleas, ticks, and worms. Yuck, gross. We don't want any of that. And collars are dangerous too at times. They can get caught on fences and different apparatuses where cats are trying to jump or climb. So
I never even thought of that. Yeah, because we have a collar on our cat.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So there's actually, to touch on that, there's special collars that have a special release if they do get caught. So if you're going to put a collar on a cat, you want to make sure that they're the special collars that have this safety release if they do get caught on anything.
And that's important even if they're indoor cats, because right. I'm sure the collar can get caught indoors as well as outdoors.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Rain, cold, and wind, the elements, those are no fun for anybody. And cats generally have a longer life expectancy when they live indoors.
Great. Okay. So it is important to keep your cats indoors for the health and safety of the cats.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you for joining us, Jen.
No problem. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
My Society.
My Society.
Burlington Humane is My Society.
Mark Saturday, July 22nd on your calendar and plan to join Burlington Humane as we celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary with our Cat Adopt-a-thon and open house. All cats up for adoption will be adopted for the one-time-only low adoption fee of $150, with senior and cats with special needs for $50. We will have a bake sale, silent auction, and barbecue. Join us for all the fun starting at 10 a.m. Come celebrate Canada with us on Saturday, July 22nd at our Cat Adopt-a-thon and give your new feline friend a forever home.
And now it's time for news and events.
Are you looking for a special feline friend? Then mark Saturday, July 22nd on your calendar. We will be holding a Canada 150 Cat Adopt-a-thon and open house. Starting at 10 a.m. at our shelter, cats will be available for adoption for the low one-time adoption fee of $150. Senior cats and cats with special needs will be available for just $50. We will also have a bake sale, silent auction, and barbecue. Come join the fun as we celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary and find forever homes for Burlington Humane's feline friends.
Is your child looking for something special to do this summer? It is not too late to sign up for the Burlington Humane Kids Club. Our summer session started on June 22nd. However, space is still available, and your young animal enthusiast can still become a member for a reduced registration fee. The club meets at Burlington Humane on Thursday evenings between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. So far, the kids have been having a great time, so don't miss out. For more information, please visit our website at burlingtonhumane.ca.
Nominations are now open for the Pets Plus Us Champion Awards. You're able to nominate people in the organizations in the following categories: veterinarian, community outreach, volunteer, pet owner, shelter, rescue, and many others. Nominations will be accepted until August 17th, and then voting will commence on August 29th. Winners will have a chance to win a $1,500 donation to the charity of their choice. More information can be found at petsplusus.com/championawards. Be sure to nominate your champion who makes a difference in the lives of our pets.
Come see us at the Burlington Children's Festival on August 20th at Spencer Smith Park. Burlington Humane will have a booth and will have coloring pages for the kids and lots of information about our program. So stop by and say hi.
Registrations are now being accepted for the Burlington Humane Rough Ride. The ride will take place on Sunday, September 17th, and will feature a scenic poker run, barbecue lunch, prizes, and live music featuring Magic Circus. Rough Ride is open to all riders, and registration is just $25 per rider or $10 per passenger. Be sure to register and support the Burlington Humane Society.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can reach us at 905-637-7325 or visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
My Society. My Society.
Burlington Humane is my...